have to fear is fear itself.
My balls are hot. My balls are hot. My balls are hot. My balls are hot.
After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
People have had enough of this corruption and violence from an organization that promises to keep them safe. After the events of the past few years, many people are now beginning to learn that you are not here to save us, but rather, you are here to oppress us and carry out the will of the criminal ruling class. You are here to keep order for the people in control, not to provide safety for the people who are being controlled. In fact, you are the very mechanism that elites use to continue their global system of oppression, and the world is finally starting to wake up to this, and they are becoming increasingly angry every time they see blood needlessly spilled without consequence.
Truth shall set you free.
And welcome to another episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Big Country, as always, on the other end of the May.
It's me, boy.
That's right. No Chris, no Noel tonight, but we do have a very special guest, and so we're just going to go ahead and jump right into it. We are joined by kind of a legend in the conspiracy realm. If you can say that, Mr. Bart Sabrell, sir, how are you?
I'm doing okay. What about yourself?
Just fighting the New World Order, dude. Fighting the reptilians. You know what I mean?
One day at a time.
One day at a time. So I really want to just give you the reins here, Bart. But before we do that, I want to show you, real quick. We've talked about this on the show before. I do a Flat Earth Friday show. I talked about this on that show, and this is not unique to Flat. You don't have to be a Flat Earther to listen about what Bart's going to talk about. It's really, really fascinating. He goes really, really in depth. If you haven't seen his documentaries, I highly suggest it. But I wanted to show this to Bart. I don't know if you've seen this yet. So I'll go ahead and do a quick screen share here, and then we'll give the reins to Bart, and you can do an introduction, and then. And we'll just go from there. So this is an article that, this is one of my favorite things. It's so funny. Let's see, where is it? Let me pull it up one more time here. Company to build homes on the moon. Okay, beautiful. I'll go ahead and screen share this. Bart, you'll probably get a kick out of this. You're going to love it. It's fantastic. You will actually pop off screen for just a second. Don't worry, we haven't lost you, but you'll be able to see it, hopefully. Okay, beautiful here. And transition over real quick. Yeah, real quick. So if you believe that we landed on the moon... Bart, I'm not sure if you can see the screen or not, but Texas company signs contract with NASA to build homes on the moon. So
that's awesome.
If you believe in the moon landing, you have to believe in that. We don't.
Yeah.
So
go get pre-approved.
Can't wait to see those Zillow listings.
Yes, I'm hoping I will secure the. I want to secure the oxygen contract.
There you go. Money is. Yeah, probably get it at a no-bid price if you know somebody, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked about that on another show. It's like, can you walk your dog? Can you get your mail? How do you get mail? Do you have to water your plants? Who mows your lawn? Do you have a lawn? So many questions. Like, can you have a chimney? Because that's you can get sucked out through your chimney. Out. Anyways, full retard mode. This is the world we live in. Bart, introduce yourself. Tell everybody what you do, how you came to be. And what are you going to share with us tonight?
Well, I'm just here to answer any questions that you have. My website is mylastname.com, Sabrell, S as in Sam, I, B as in boy, R-E-L, Sabrell.com. My infamous movie, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon and Astronauts Gone Wild, can be seen for free, along with 14 other clips. I have a new book out called Moon Man, the true story of a filmmaker on the CIA hit list. It's in audio, oh, which I read, or Kindle or print. And the book is interactive. There are 16 video links. So basically, I write a chapter and say, now if you want to understand the next chapter, stop, go to Sabrell.com, click on the top left button, Moonman video links, and watch link number one, link number two. Very cool. Basically using these clips to back up the things that I'm saying. A lot of the clips are not mine. Mm-hmm. For example, I'm sure you're familiar with the one from Kelly Smith saying that the radiation surrounding the Earth is deadly. The only time humans are said to have gone through it would be to the moon and back. And the technology necessary to do that has yet to be invented. He says it, not me. So when you put all these things together, I think with the release of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon and its follow-up film, which cost nearly $1 million, which was given to me by someone who builds rockets for NASA, who knows the moon missions are fake and thought it was his patriotic duty to expose it, we basically had an 80% conversion rate. So oh, wow. people who thought the moon landings are real, after they watch A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, it's actually there on the homepage, top right, I think it appears second on a cell phone, 80% of the people reversed their opinion. The percentage with the book is probably 95%. And wow. It basically has four times the evidence necessary to prove it in a court of law that, unfortunately, yes, the moon missions were fake. Now, I'm not a flat earther, and I don't take offense to people who are. Mm-hmm. Like some people in the We Didn't Go to the Moon community do. Right. I find it relevant, just something to consider. When people counterfeit money, they counterfeit $100 bills. Are they counterfeiting $100 bills because the Earth is flat? No, they're doing it because they're criminal. Yep. And so the reason why NASA is faking space missions, in my opinion, has nothing to do with the shape of the world. It's because they're criminals and they're embezzling money.
I'd agree.
And if you believe in God and judgment and things like that, fortunately for such people, Jesus never said you had to pass a geography exam to enter heaven.
Right.
Earth could be a triangle or a cube or a pentagon.
Or shape. Donut. What's that?
Matter. The issue is good versus evil and repenting of your sin and making Jesus Lord of your life. And if we have a 100-year or 1,000-year debriefing in heaven and we find out who shot JFK and the shape of the earth, I'm sure I will be amused. But at that point, it really doesn't matter.
Right.
Fact is, the issue isn't the shape of the earth. The issue is the corruption of the United States government, which is basically corrupting other governments of the world. We have a system here in place that totally contradicts the founding fathers and mothers' intention, which is first published not in the Constitution, but in the Declaration of Independence, which says that when any country government becomes destructive of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, this is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. Well, the second to the last chapter of my book, Moonman at Sabrell.com, is called NASA's Greatest Fear. Because it would be one thing if they faked the moon mission and never killed anybody. Then, maybe, not exactly biblical, but part of me, you know, the scoundrel that I am, would respect their government. You know, when you hear the news story about the guy who tunnels from the dry cleaner into the bank and gets the gold, you're kind of like, good for him.
Yeah.
But not if he kills three security guards who are husbands and fathers of little children in the process. Right. And according to Gus Grissom's wife, who I interviewed for 4 hours, and she is the widow of the man who is going to be the first man to walk on the moon, who days before he was murdered by the CIA, not my opinion, her opinion. He held an impromptu press conference where he hung a huge lemon on the top of the rocket, calling it a piece of junk before the world. He died a few days later. She told me on January 26, 1967, he comes home from work confused. And she says to him, and she of course told me what happened. He said, "Hun, for some strange reason, the CIA is all over the launch pad today. I wonder why. Never seen him here before." Next day, the guy is dead. Okay. Wow. So not only is the government taking our money and faking the moon landing and other various things, they're using our money to murder our brethren who are trying to expose it.
Yeah.
They are destructive of life right there. Mm-hmm. Robert McNamara, he was defense secretary during the Vietnam War. They said, look, we want to go to war. The public isn't interested in it. Just like on December 6, 1941, 90% of Americans were against entering World War II. Mm-hmm. Pearl Harbor happens. Suddenly, 90% are foaming at the mouth to enter the war.
And then weird. Yeah.
Weird. How quickly the public can be manipulated. Yeah. So Robert McNamara said, hey, we want to go to the Vietnam War. The public's not interested. We need a Pearl Harbor type of thing. They created the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which allegedly was a North of Vietnamese ship attacking an American ship. He said on his deathbed, he and the CIA made that up. It never happened. Yep. Oh, well, that led to the death of 3 million people, including 58,220 Americans. Mm-hmm. So I think if the government is willing to throw away 58,220 of their own good people, I think they're willing to fake an image on a television. When Bobby Kennedy Jr., okay, he has more access to the JFK files than Oliver Stone. If he says his own President Kennedy was killed by the CIA, I believe him. Yeah. That's election interference if ever I heard about it. Okay, 100%. So the government is killing their presidents, they're killing their astronauts. Mm-hmm. You think they're going to treat you any better? They cheat on their own wives in the White House. You think they're going to treat voters any better?
Correct.
This government is so corrupt. And then they're destructive not only of life, not only are they murdering their own people, right? Not my opinion, the opinion of the dead people's relatives. What about liberty? You have to ask permission to go shopping, permission to open your business, permission to go to the beach. Yeah. What is that all about? That's slavery. If one person, we're all equal under God, according to the Constitution, can tell another person you can only have four people at your child's birthday party, you have five, we'll shut off your electricity and drag you off to jail.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. What? Yep. How can that possibly be freedom? That is slavery. 100%. I cannot believe this goes on. I don't care if 9 out of 10 people are dropping dead. It is your right to open your business or go shopping under those circumstances and risk. It's your risk. Do you realize even if all the numbers of this alleged illness were true, you're more statistically likely to die in a car crash on the way to church than from catching a fatal illness at church.
Yep.
So we have to make cars illegal. It's for your own protection. And you're just going to have to relocate in walking distance of your church because no one can ever drive again because it's too dangerous.
Yep.
And I just can't believe. So they're destructive of life. They're destructive of liberty. And if going to church or opening my business is pursuit of happiness, they're destructive of that. And this just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And the moon landing fraud is just the pinnacle example, even though it killed the fewest number of people, of their complete arrogance and disregard for the people under their care and the truth. And that's why I think this is the most important truth to come out. I showed this footage. I uncovered classified footage of the CIA faking being halfway to the moon with a one-foot model right in front of your eyes over and over again. And a funny thing happened on the way to the moon that you can see for free at Sobrel.com. And when I saw that, I'm like, oh my gosh, they really did fake the moon landing. How sad is that? This is our government.
Yeah.
And unlike who killed Kennedy, I mean, whoever killed him, he's dead. Whoever did 9/11, they're dead. But this is different. This is a positive lie. This is giving a child candy and then taking it away and giving them a turd. That will infuriate them. When I showed this footage that I uncovered to the news director at NBC, they practically fainted and said, my gosh, this absolutely proves we didn't go to the moon. I said, no, what are we going to do?
Duh.
They refused to broadcast it because he said, this will cause a civil war. I will not go down in history as the man who caused a civil war.
I'll do it. Let's
years
do it.
Go by, 10 years go by, another news director at NBC finds the footage. They say this absolutely proves we didn't go to the moon. I said, what are you going to do? He said, we're going to broadcast this nationwide. They flew me to New York. They paid me thousands of dollars for the exclusive rights to it, put me up in the Waldorf Astoria, interviewed me in front of a big screen explaining this footage that proves they faked being halfway to the moon, which means they can't go halfway, and they had it ready to go. This is going to be a killer story. We're going to break it. And then they get a phone call from the federal government threatening them, and they back down. I mean, yeah.
Who hasn't gotten those a few times in their life? You know what I mean?
Well, so this is the state of the world. And if you believe in God, then read Acts chapter 2. Save yourself from this corrupt generation, you know, and repent, and God will do the rest. And things, in my opinion, are only going to get worse, not better. And so basically, when Jesus said things are going to get so bad in the last days that unless God intervenes, no one will survive, I interpret that to mean the evil people are going to win. I mean, they killed Kennedy in broad daylight, killed 200 eyewitnesses, got away with it. They faked the moon landing, faked the Vietnam War, faked 9/11, faked the little thing for the last 3 years. They're just getting better and better and better and better. And then right before this interview, I'm reading a warning from the chief of Google AI department who resigned, saying, look, they're going to fake everything.
Oh, yeah.
Every video, every sound recording. I remember watching, you know, that intelligent, articulate President Obama, now whether he's honest or not, I don't know, walk forward allegedly at the White House, and I'm like, that's a green screen. I can tell. I do that all the time. They were faking that in 2016. Yeah. Then you have presidential candidates where they're in a room with only four people and no eyewitnesses. They walk from a background to a podium about 4 feet, and then there's an edit. That's to cover up something. Mm-hmm. I sent that video to a deep fake specialist. He says it's 100% a deep fake.
Oh,
for
yeah.
all we know, in the past, now, or in the future, we'll have a virtual president who's actually in a coma on life support or died.
Oh, my God.
For all we know.
That could be going on right now.
Called it.
Gone on or could go on next election. We have no clue.
Oh, my God.
Called it. Literally, we've been saying this theory, Bart, and I actually want to ask a question about Gus Grissom, but we've been saying on our show, it is my theory, it is our theory, that we actually literally do not have a government right now.
Yeah.
And there is no way for us to verify that we do or we don't.
I did a video about this 3 or 4 years ago during the last election, and I just noticed, I don't know, a week or so ago, it was taken down by YouTube a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so if you go to Sabrell.com, right under the book, there's a button, Bart's Podcast. Mm-hmm. And if you click on that, and for $10 a month, you'll get Bart Sabrell's Box Escape. In fact, let's see if the button works. Scroll down a little bit.
Is it Bart Sabrell's Podcast?
Yeah, there you go. Click on that. And then it takes you to Subscribestar. And there's like four levels. But the first level, tier one, called Bart Sabrell's Box Escape. And when I found out a week or so ago that thing had been, you know, deleted years ago, I reposted it.
Yeah.
And wow. So you can see. And then do you realize I did a video on September 9th, 2016. And it said the government is planning on quarantining you. Either with
shit.
A fake or real, you know, boogeyman illness. And then 5 months later, Fauci says there will be one. And then after that, there is one. And I did a report warning people on September 9th, 2016 in my podcast. So if you subscribe to this at Sabrell.com, button under the books, you're going to get every episode for $10. You'll get all the archives of the past, including part 1, 2, and 3 of what to expect next. That's the questions I constantly get. If you predicted that correctly, what do you think is going to happen next? And so, yeah, I lay out what is likely to happen. This next, then this one, then this one. I did that in the 2016 video. I think I got some of the elements out of order, but they ended up happening anyway. And so... Man. This is what we need to prepare for. I mean, there's nothing wrong with also, after you're prepared spiritually to meet your maker, you know, have extra toilet paper and toothpaste and beans and a way to defend yourself and prefer out of the city. At some point, we need to start getting ready for that.
Exactly.
Because I think this is the eye of the storm. And if you're going to relocate, going to stock up, you better do it now.
Yeah.
Because soon... There are going to be lines everywhere, shortages everywhere, fights everywhere, violence everywhere. And it's believe it or not, it's all intentional. The CIA director says the cleverest thing they can do is a self-inflicted wound.
Yep.
What do you think shooting Kennedy was? That was a self-inflicted wound. I mean,
Kennedy, Vietnam with the Gulf of Tonkin, Pearl Harbor, 9/11, the Lusitania.
It's a public fact. Yeah. It's in the archives of the Kennedy Library that his defense secretary, Pentagon people, said, hey, we have a great idea. Why don't we kill a bunch of Americans and blame it on Cuba, and then we can go to war against Cuba.
Operation Northwoods.
Those guys should have been dragged off and put in prison immediately. That's attempted murder. If I start planning Boye's death and talking about it openly, we're going to kill him this way and this way, that can lock me up. Why weren't those people locked up? I don't understand that.
Well, they're lizard people, so. Bart, I want to ask you about Gus Grissom. So what was the significance of him hanging the lemon off of the rocket? What was he trying to signify in that?
Well, in American culture, a lemon means a piece of junk. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you buy a used car, he sold me a lemon. Right. And so he was a bit of a gardener. Betty told me that he had in his backyard like an orange tree, apple tree, lemon tree, grapefruit tree, and he specifically that morning intentionally picked the largest lemon on the lemon tree. She told me it was the size of a grapefruit.
Wow.
Jeez. And took a coat hanger, hung it, clipped it and hung it on both ends, invited in the reporters who were camped out at NASA continually, said, come up to the rocket, took him up to the top of the elevator and hung it on the door and said, this thing is a lemon.
Wow.
And his last dying words was, he's talking, from one building to another by a wired intercom. They've had phone wires around since 1979. And NASA can't even get wires between two buildings to work. Yeah. And a funny thing happened on the way to the moon. I don't bring attention to it in the narration, but about halfway through, there's Neil Armstrong and a bunch of reporters in his little ground simulation showing what it's going to be like for him to, with a stick, with a bag on the end of it, to pick up the first rock sample. we're going to do that in front of reporters on the ground and show that the bag comes off the end of the stick. They can't get that to work. So how about oxygen and fuel and batteries?
But Bart, let's not forget that Nixon called the moon.
Yeah.
On a, like a, fling, 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 fling. Hello, is this the moon?
Yeah.
Operator, please. Yeah, moon, please. Operator. Yes, let me patch you into the moon.
Yeah, well, interesting little note about him is he doesn't show up for the launch. I mean, think about this. The whole world is watching. Every diplomat from every country in the world, Chinese, Vietnamese, everybody, Russians are there. Everybody's there except the president of the United States because he knew it was fake. And who knew you could get a – what if you got caught? Then there'd be a picture of him smiling and shaking Neil Armstrong's hand in front of the rocket, and the truth comes out. So he literally distanced himself after they got away with faking it the first time. Then he shows up to the second launch.
Yeah.
And then one of the things in Moon Man at Sabrell.com is the deathbed eyewitness testimony of a man who eyewitnessed the faking of the moon landing at Cannon Air Force Base June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of 1968. New information, not in the film, in the book that just came out. And he stood beside President Johnson while they filmed it. And President Johnson gave him, as the chief of security, a list of 15 VIP people who were allowed in to eyewitness the faking of the moon landing. He gave me that list, and I published that in the book.
Shit. And is this Eugene Akers? Is that who that is?
What's that?
Is this Cyrus Eugene Akers?
That's right.
This one right here.
And yeah, that's his son talking about his father and that he indeed lived across from Cannon Air Force Base. His father told him this, and his father would never lie. And there's some information I didn't even put in the book because this guy, his son, was still alive, didn't want to deal with the publicity. He also confessed to killing a coworker to cover it up.
Oh my God.
He says, I'm a murderer. I'm dying. I want to make it on Judgment Day. Dear Lord, forgive me. I'm a murderer. Oh, and by the way, I killed the person to cover up the moon landing fraud because he was going to tell a reporter because he thought it was morally wrong.
Wow.
I mean, you don't make this stuff up.
Yeah.
So if I see you, Brian, pulled the trigger in a convenience store robbery, my testimony will put you away. Yeah. So we have that proof, which would prove it in a court of law. Then we have an eyewitness, right? Then we have the classified footage of them faking being halfway to the moon. That would mm-hmm. prove it. And then that first video, the one that's playing now, you can prove the moon landing fraud with one picture of shadows intersecting at 90 degrees, which is impossible in sunlight. Yeah, just make that video full screen.
Yeah, Bart, why don't we just play it and listen to it? It's only 3 minutes long, so why not? Here we go. We'll start it from the beginning here.
Some people say it's hard to believe that the moon landings were faked. I say it's hard to believe that they were real. What NASA is claiming is that they went 1,000 times farther than they can go today with 50-year older technology on the very first attempt with 1/1,000,000th the computing power in all of NASA than is in a cell phone.
Yeah. Real quick, I just want to point this out. This has been mentioned before, but the lunar lander had less RAM than the Nintendo Game Boy didn't even come out until 86, 87, I think it was.
And I want to say 2013, NASA bought like some 300 PlayStation 3s because they wanted to build a supercomputer. That's a fact.
All the proof that you need that the moon landings are fake is in this one picture. In sunlight, shadows will always run parallel with one another. Mm-hmm. This is because the sun is about 1,000,000 times bigger than the Earth, and it casts shadows in the same direction over an entire continent. So you'll see in sunlight, shadows always run parallel and never intersect. Here's a picture which the federal government claims was taken on the moon. The astronaut shadow runs at 12 o'clock, and this rock, only about 5 feet away, the shadow runs at 9 o'clock. This is a 90-degree difference from objects 5 feet apart from one another. This proves that this was taken on Earth with an electrical light inside of a television studio. This is all the proof that you need that the moon landings were fake. If Toyota said that they made a car 50 years ago that could go 50,000 miles on a gallon of gasoline, and yet today their best car could only go 50 miles per gallon or 1,000th the distance, wouldn't the fraud of the previous claim be obvious? And yet, this is exactly the moon landing fraud. And yet, people don't see it because of their emotional attachment to it. They're claiming they went 1,000 times farther 50 years ago than they can go today with 50-year-older technology. That doesn't make any sense. It's the only time in history that a technological achievement like the automobile or the airplane or nuclear power that no nation on Earth could repeat it 50 years later, when in fact it should be 100 times greater 50 years later. If they could go to the moon with 1960s technology, men would be in another solar system by now. Men would have walked on Mars 10 years later, 40 years ago, which never happened. And there would be bases on the moon there today, of which there are none. It's the only that the moon landings were fake.
So anyway, so the four proofs are we have shadows intersecting at 90 degrees. I mean, you could prove this in a court of law. Have the jury go out, stand two people beside each other in a parking lot, look at the shadows. Then go in the courtroom, get one studio light, turn off the lights, have that be the fake sun, and you'll see the shadows intersect at 90 degrees. There you go. You just proved the moon landings were filmed with electrical light, which means they're on Earth. Then you have the classified footage of a one-foot model with the CIA telling them how to fake a four-second radio delay dated 2 days after they left that we uncovered that would prove that they never left Earth orbit. That proves it. Then we have the deathbed confession of an eyewitness, Cyrus Eugene Akers, murdered somebody to cover up the moon landing fraud. Eyewitness testimony proves it. And then you have the logic. If today, with 50 years better technology, the farthest they can send an astronaut into space is 1,000th the distance to the moon, then that means what they're claiming is in 1969, when all of NASA combined had 1/1,000,000th the computing power of a cell phone, they were able to send astronauts 1,000 times farther. Okay, so what they're saying is they had greater technology in the past than in the future, which is impossible. So that proves it. So you have four incontrovertible proofs, four times the proof necessary, that yes, the moon missions were fake. And if it weren't for people's emotional attachment to Santa Claus and the glorious moon landings, then they would see the truth. I mean, I talked to a college professor who teaches aerospace. He said, Bart, there's nothing you could say that would make me recant the glorious moon landings. I said, okay. Wow.
What a nerd.
What if you saw Neil Armstrong confess on national TV, tearfully confessing, yes, it was filmed at Cannon Air Force Base, I'm sorry. The college professor said, I still think he walked on the moon anyway.
That's called cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
I mean, and this person is teaching university when they should be hospitalized.
Yeah.
And that's why it's called university, universal thinking. Everyone think the same. I was hired by the University of Pittsburgh to speak and lecture about the moon landing fraud and to show my film, and the university forbid it.
Wow.
What kind of world is this? I thought we had free speech, freedom of expression, and universities forbid people to speak. Can you believe that? About something as silly as whether we went to the moon or not.
Yeah.
Well, then why is that pushing your buttons? It would only bother you if it were true.
Exactly.
I mean, think about it. You go to Google and type in moon landing fraud. You don't get moon landing fraud. You get 1,000 links for proving why Bart Sabrell is wrong in defending the moon landings. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I went around saying, okay, Mickey Mouse was the first president, not George Washington, do you really think there'd be 1,000 websites and 1,000 videos reassuring the public that no, it wasn't Mickey Mouse, it was George Washington? If they have to support this thing, then it's made of straw. I mean, that's just the way that it is.
Yeah.
They're so concerned because this is what the news director at NBC saw that I didn't quite get until years later. He thought if the moon landing truth came out, if the public knew they faked the moon landing, he thought it would make them so angry they would basically have a civil war against the government. And I think there's a little truth in that. This is why they're so concerned. Even though 9/11 killed more people, this is the one that's going to infuriate everybody because it's burned on their souls. They cried, they prayed, they waved their flag, they held ticker tape parades for them, they printed it on coins, stamps, in the encyclopedia. They gave them medals of honor for being such good liars. Our heroes are traitors and liars. That's our country. And it's not our fault, because my opinion, most people in the federal government, I've met, I wouldn't call them CIA agents, but people from somewhere like that. They're very sincere, devout, you know, moral people. But the people at the top are messed up. And the last chapter in my book at Sabrell.com is called What to Do About This Mess. And number one, you don't choose Congress and Senate by election anymore. You do it the way the first democracy 2,000 years ago did it, by lottery. I mean, if we can choose by lottery and to decide a capital case whether someone goes to the electric chair or not, I think picking people by lottery are qualified enough to decide whether to put a label contains GMO in a bottle of ketchup, which 90% of Americans wanted, and Obama vetoed it anyway. 90% of Americans can't have their way. I thought this was a democracy. I thought 51% got their way. No, it's not true at all. Since when does the executive branch have the right to write laws? And they do it continually. Yep. Oh, it's not a law, it's an executive order. Oh, what's the difference? I mean, and so you have 90% of the public wanting to know whether they're swallowing genetically modified food, and our elected official says, no, we're not going to do it. And so do you think Congress and the Senate voted to fake the moon landing? No, they faked it anyway. So voting for your elected officials is completely useless. It doesn't matter. And so they get someone elected they don't like, they shoot them in the head. I mean, come on. And so I don't know what to say. I this whole red and blue thing is a lie. They want us fighting each other so we don't go after the people at the top. The fact is, there are people I know in the FBI who are like regional directors of major cities, who said they were told to back down from prosecuting corrupt politicians, or they would be fired. And no, so you can't have the another rule we need is you can't have presidential appointments of all the department heads. Because a corrupt president is just going to appoint corrupt people of the FDA, CDC, Justice Department, FBI. Those people need to elect their own leaders. Mm-hmm. I think the FBI rank and file knows who the honorable people are and who are not.
Yeah.
Let them elect their own leader. That should not be allowed by presidential appointment. Then you really have, you know, honesty. How can a former CEO of a pharmaceutical company become head of the FDA? Or how can a former head of the FDA become the CEO of a pharmaceutical company? That should be illegal, right? Anyone who does that should go to jail.
Yeah.
Why is it some elected official makes a promise, I guarantee to do this after I'm elected, doesn't do it? The day the deadline passes, they should, number one, that should be their last day in office, and number two, they should serve a 10-year jail term. They broke their word. They broke a verbal contract. They promise, I will not do this ever, and as soon as they're elected, they do it. That should be their last day in office, and they should go to jail for 10 years. Boom. How is it that in Singapore, there's a list of 15 ingredients that if you put them in food, you will go to jail for 15 years, but they're FDA approved in the United States of America. Yeah. I mean, we are the land of the slaves, not the free. Can I please permission, government? Can I go shopping? No, okay. People are being arrested for having more than five people at their wedding reception.
Yeah.
Who are you to tell me how many people I can have at my wedding reception? It's my right to do what I want. You can advise me, but if 9 out of 10 people are dropping dead, the 1 out of 10 who aren't still need to go shopping and buy toilet paper, and it's their choice to go out and take a risk. You can't shut people's businesses down. That means one person has master over the other person who's a slave. Mm-hmm. And the idea that we have the best health care in the world, the exact opposite is true.
Correct.
If you remove from health care statistics, deaths from cancer and deaths from heart disease, an established fact, after that, the number one cause of death in America is medical malpractice. It's an absolute fact. And then we have 70% of Americans taking prescription medicine. Okay, so if there's a country in the world that has 70% of the people sick all the time, that country has the worst health care in the world.
Yeah.
And somehow we're being told it's the best. We're being told we're free when we're slaves. And we're told the moon landing is real when it's not.
Yeah.
We're told Oswald killed Kennedy when he didn't. I mean, how much longer is this going to go on? Does anybody care? I think the problem is I go to a restaurant. I challenge anybody watching. Go to any restaurant. Walk through it. You'll see at 90% of the tables, four people sitting there looking at their phones rather than talking to one another.
Yeah.
I saw a couple sitting on the same side of the table. So romantic. Side by side, out on their date, looking at their cell phones right beside one another. They are texting people who aren't there and ignoring the people who are there. And you wonder why people can be deceived about the moon landing and can go from 90% against entering World War II to 90% for it in 1 hour. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah. And let me say this. Boy, I don't know if you know this, or for those of you either listening or watching to this, you may have seen a video where a gentleman went up to a handful of the astronauts and asked them to put their hand on the old Bible and swear that they had gone to the moon. Boy, you've probably seen this video. Mm-hmm. That's this guy.
I heard about it, yeah. That guy's a jerk.
That's this guy right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing that I find super interesting about the people involved who are still trying to keep up with the lie is they just look tired of it. You know, the more recent videos you see of it, and they're trying their hardest to keep a straight face. But when people can't grasp the idea that we haven't done more, like you said earlier, you know, we should be in a different solar system by now. And the thing is they just, well, we destroyed the technology. Do you know how hard it is?
Yeah, right. I'd go back to the moon in a nanosecond, but I can't. We can't.
Okay, we can't. You nerd. Yeah.
Well, you could call that the fifth proof. I mean, when they blew up the first atomic bomb in 1945, just 10 years later, atomic bombs were 1,000 times more powerful. Mm-hmm. So you don't spend an equivalent of $200 billion building the technology to go to the moon and intentionally destroy it afterwards, which is what they said they did. Right. We have a B-52 bomber, was invented 70 years ago, and there's 200 of them still in service in the United States Air Force.
Yeah.
You wouldn't spend $200 billion to build the technology that easily went to the moon six times and back, and then throw all the hardware, all the blueprints, all the schematics, all the electronic diagrams, all the telemetry data, where the rocket really was, and every single original videotape in the garbage and light a match to it, which they admit that they did, mm-hmm. if they really went. But that is exactly what you would do if you were covering up a fraud. Duh. That is proof of the fraud right there. Just like Oswald being killed is proof of a cover-up. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. How much more proof do you need? They exactly. kill the killer so it never goes to trial. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I have a clip. One of the clips at Sobrel.com is Dan Rather, you know, 2 days after Kennedy was killed, describing for the viewers, because he wouldn't show it, the Zapruder film. And then somebody synchronized it with the Zapruder film. And Dan Rather says, while you're watching the Zapruder film, synchronized to it, and the third fatal shot, and Kennedy's head goes violently forward, when right in front of your eyes, it's going violently backward.
Back to the left. Back to the left.
That opposite of the truth on national TV. Exact opposite in 1963. Yep. And if you believe in Bible prophecy, we had an eclipse in 2017 that fell over the largest pagan statue in North America. And 7 years later, next year, it's going to fall over Dallas, Texas, the point of no return. 7 year probationary window here. If you're going to relocate out of the country, I would do it before then.
Oh, man.
Because I think God's hand of rebuke is going to be on this country and probably won't be a good place to live. And they're probably just taking it down intentionally. New World Order, while it may imply Illuminati and all that stuff, the technical term simply means whoever's number one will not be number one anymore. Well, they're talking about economically. And go to my podcast button. The next domino is going to be economic collapse. I did a calculation on it based on a mathematical formula over a year ago. I discovered a pattern in the collapse of economies in throughout world history, a mathematical pattern. And it looks like by December 31st of this year, if you know I could read these charts properly, there's going to be a collapse. And then the U.S. will be taken down and someone else gets to have a turn at number one.
Perfect.
That's all that means. So what can you do? Perfect. Save yourself from this corrupt generation.
Yeah. Hold That's on it. Tight.
Hold on tight, ladies and gentlemen. Bart, I wanted to ask you a couple more things before we end the show tonight. One, in your opinion, what happened with the Challenger disaster? Because I truly believe that it was not supposed to blow up. Right, it was actually supposed to launch and shoot off into the distance, and then they were to fake that too. They showed everyone getting on the rocket. Rocket goes up, it blows up. They're like, "Oh shit, that wasn't supposed to happen." So they'll just say, "Obviously, everyone died." And then there's these weird anomalies with it. There was like four sets of twins on there. They didn't change any of their names. They were using their middle names. Now they're using their first names. These things. What's your opinion on that?
I think it's a waste of time. The most valuable resource we have is not money, it's time. We could have $1 billion in the bank, lose it in the stock market, and get it back a day later. The most valuable thing we have is time. And so the reason why everyone has their faces in cell phones, it's been
he froze. Did everybody freeze?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm still here.
Okay, he froze for a second. I know, he's having some connection issues there. I see us.
Yeah. Man, we're getting good, though.
I know, it's getting juicy, getting spicy. It's reconnecting here.
Can you hear me?
Okay, there you're back.
After reforming the governments of the world. And so, you know, the shape of the Earth, are the Challenger crew still alive, and this, that, and the other. I think they're distractions. And I think if you want to seek and save the lost, that would be a better use of time. Some people believe in God by seeing the evil forces that are opposed to God, and that does mm-hmm. help them. But at some point, they're just leading us by the nose into a big time-wasting endeavor so that we don't do something more valuable mm-hmm. with that limited resource.
Beautiful. I think that's really well said. You know, a lot of things that
anyway, it looks like Brian's frozen over there. How are you, Boye?
I'm hanging in there, man. I did have a quick question. I was curious about where Stanley Kubrick fits into this whole picture, and if you believe he actually does.
Well, it's a side note. Somebody had to fake the pictures, right. And they either chose someone in the media department of the Pentagon and got amateur results but good security, mm-hmm. or chose the best filmmaker on the planet, which was Stanley Kubrick, who coincidentally in 1968 was shooting a film about going to the moon.
Right.
So that's who I would have chosen. There are pictures of him with people at NASA. NASA mm-hmm. gave him lenses a few years later. And in his last film, Eyes Wide Shut, he insisted that the opening date be the 30th anniversary of the launch to the moon. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, there's the little red rum boy in The Shining that has an Apollo 11 shirt on.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would have picked Kubrick. He probably did do it. That's not so much of an issue as the fact that it was faked. It doesn't really matter who did it, more that they did do it. That's the bigger issue. If we have a federal government that fakes moon landings and murders their own people to cover it up, it doesn't really matter who shot who or who faked it. We need to get rid of that government and set things right.
Right. Yeah. I thought it was just kind of on the nose for them to hire someone so high profile. You would expect them to kind of keep it in house. You know what I mean? Keep the secret a little tighter. Instead, they go out and get the biggest guy they can to film it. And
well, it was pretty much a secret until recently. People started decades later putting the pieces of the puzzle together. I think they, at the time, they did do a good job of it. I think the first Kubrick clue that I stumbled upon was in the late 80s, and that was long before other people started talking about it.
Right.
And yeah, he would have been the logical choice, but I think they did a pretty good job keeping it a secret. It was a pretty side note that NASA gave him a special lens for Barry Lyndon, a little side note that there were archived pictures of him with NASA personnel. That didn't come out until decades later, so he would have been the logical choice. He probably did do it.
Yeah.
But again, the bigger issue isn't who the crew was. It was that the federal government is lying. They continue to lie. They continue to be corrupt. It doesn't matter who you vote for. Don't waste your time. You're better 100% off taking a nap. Because just ask Ron Paul or Bernie Sanders if an outsider can rise to the top. They will not allow it. I mean, why Sanders gets more votes and Clinton gets more delegates, how that can be legal, I have no idea. They claim, well, the Democratic Party is a private club, so we can count votes any way we want. But they're using voting machines and the staff of voting departments and metropolitan governments to run their private club. So I don't think so. Yeah. And these are steps toward the presidency of the United States, and you can't monkey around with that. With the math, that would be illegal. So that is illegal. And because the Justice Department is run by a bunch of criminals, they don't prosecute their own. Why would they? Right? Yep. That's why we have to stop presidential appointments of all the government heads. Let the rank and file elect their own. And then you do better off. And then don't even have Congress and the Senate have elections. Pick people by lottery. Have little requirements. Yep. Over 25. Not convicted of a felony in less than 7 years, some minimal things.
Yeah.
Choose people at random and they can turn it down, then choose the next person at random. You get 435 teachers, plumbers, doctors, lawyers, waiters, waitresses, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you have them choose among that 435 people, maybe five candidates for president of the United States. Then have honest debates about them. Have specific rules. Turn off the microphone after the time limit. End of story. And have the questions be the same. Have the order of the questions be chosen at random. Then the public votes on who's the best five. You narrow it down to three. Have another debate. Narrow it down to two. Have another vote, and then there you go. Technically, the public voted on mm-hmm. who the president was, but the selection on whom to vote for was chosen
random
by lottery. Right. So that's the way to get all this corruption out of the federal government.
Yeah.
And then most governments of the world aren't doing any better. Mm-hmm. They're all run from the top down and do what the United States says. Just ask Gaddafi or Hussein or Noriega yep. what happens to you when you don't cooperate with the United States of America. Yep. I mean, people think, well, Russia would have, you know, told that the moon landings are fake, or China. That's not true. I know someone who works in the Chinese Space Agency in headquarters, and they said everybody knows the moon missions are fake, that they are blackmailing NASA. NASA mm-hmm. is giving them technology in exchange for keeping their mouth shut, not calling them on it.
Yeah, didn't think that one ahead, did you?
Yeah. I mean, you could blurt it out to the world, but yeah. then you don't have any blackmail power anymore, do you?
Exactly.
You see, yep. well, the smart thing for another country to do who knows the moon missions are fake is to blackmail the United States year after yeah. year, which is another good reason for the truth to come out. And the idea that just because 400,000 people were involved, you can't keep a secret, give me a break. The atomic bomb involved 145,000 people and only 8 knew what was going on. That's like saying what a bank teller knows and the CEO knows of a bank about the corruption going on are the same. No, they're clueless. No. Yeah. You really think the CIA is so stupid to tell the guy making the glove or the boot or the door, hey, we're really not going to the moon. Be sure not yeah. to tell anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. There was Greg, a guy in command center during the Apollo launch who said he could tell no difference between a simulation and an actual flight. So if wow. he can't tell a difference, I don't think you can tell a difference as a 10-year-old from your living room. Okay. Right. So people want to believe in Santa Claus, and they don't want to believe they lived in a messed up world. I had a debate with a guy who heard I was the moon landing hoax guy. He says, come sit down and tell me about it. And the guy gets up and walks away. He cannot handle it.
Wow.
He's from Australia, says he's never visited the United States, but he knows better than me whether the moon landings are real or not. He knows better than Cyrus Eugene Akers, who I witnessed the faking of the moon landing. I said, well, your country is a tyrant. There are people being dragged off the beach mm-hmm. for swimming during right. an alleged, you know, illness going around and taken to jail in handcuffs. No, they're not. I said, well, yeah, because you're watching the evening news. They're not telling you that. Yeah. They're not telling you you're living in a slave camp. And the guy couldn't handle it. He could not handle the truth. He gets up and walks away. He wants to live in Disneyland.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good boy.
Don't you want to know?
Yeah.
It's like his two legs and arm is about to fall off, but he wants to ignore it. And when you start telling him about his two legs and arm is about to fall off from cancer, he's like, no, I don't want to believe that. I don't want to believe that.
Yeah.
It was amazing. People are so arrogant. Yeah. They think they know better than eyewitnesses. College professors think they know better than Neil Armstrong. I mean, come on. He says, if I heard Neil Armstrong confess it was fake, I'd still think he walked on the moon anyway. This is how arrogant people are.
And he's confessed that several times.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a clip and a funny thing happened on the way to the moon at Sobrel.com saying maybe someday about Apollo, you'll be able to remove one of Truth's protective layers. Yeah. Oh, I wonder what that means. So anyway.
No, come on.
I guess poor Brian there from Big Country had a little technical issue.
Yeah. But, on my back, can you hear me?
So just if you're interested, get the audio book that I read or Kindle or print at Sobrel.com, Moon Man, The True Story of a Filmmaker on the CIA Hit List. You get 16 free links. There's a podcast that I started underneath. And they faked the moon landing.
Yeah. What can you do? Yeah, heck yeah, they did.
This is the sad world. And like I said, when I popped in the tape and I saw it, I'm like, oh my gosh, they really did fake it. And then you're like, this is our world. Mm-hmm. This is the world we live in.
Yeah.
Boya, can you hear me, Boya?
Yeah, I can hear you because.
Okay, Bart, can you hear me?
You know, so.
I guess Bart can't
hear
me.
There you go.
Oh, am I back?
Any other final questions, Boya?
Let's see, Big Country, you got anything else you want to ask Bart?
Yeah, ask Bart real quick in the last few minutes that we have him with, if he can speak briefly on the death threats that he's gotten.
Okay.
in the recent years.
Big Country wants you to touch a little bit on some of the recent death threats that you've had in the past few years.
Well, it hasn't been that recent. I mean, one of the chapters, actually it's two. Mm-hmm. These are things I've never talked about in interviews before, never put in the movie, because I'm already trying to get people to understand something that's a little difficult. They did actually fake the moon landing. Mm-hmm. There was a point when I found that classified footage, I was kidnapped and drugged with true serum by the CIA and asked a series of questions. Where's the tape? Who has the tape? Blah, 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 and so forth and so on. I told them everything they wanted to know. I mean, the idea that you have to torture people to get information out of them is just not true unless you're sadistic. And then I escaped their custody. I made my way back. I was literally abducted on the door of CNN.
To give
them a tape. So the chapter in the book at Sobral.com is called "A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to CNN," where I'm literally surrounded by government agents at the door to CNN, kidnapped, thrown in a pitch dark black van, given true serum to the point of vomiting.
Wow.
Put under bright lights, asked all these questions, told them everything they wanted to know, don't even remember half of it.
Yeah.
Escaped their custody, made my way back to Nashville, and I said, I got them.
Yeah.
I got true serum in me. I peed in a cup. I give it to a friend to put in a lab in his name, thinking I can outwit the CIA, right? A little optimistic there. So I meet with him about a week later. And I said, well, give me the lab results. He says, well, there was a problem at the lab. And I'm like, what problem? And he said, well, they had a break-in over the weekend. And I said, well, so what? He says, well, funny thing, the only thing stolen was your urine sample.
Wow.
So somehow they found out, really, really freaked out the people at the lab. We're like, we don't know who you are. Take your business elsewhere.
Whoa.
And then, of course, in Astronauts Gone Wild, when I show Edgar Mitchell Apollo 14, the fake footage of them faking being halfway to the moon, he turns beet red. Where did you get this? Literally assaults me with my back to him. And in the commotion, we left a wireless microphone on him. And in the commotion, my camera operator forgot to hit stop record. So while the camera is recording in the backseat of the rental car, we're picking up the crystal clear private audio of the astronaut and his son in their home with the door closed, where they are talking word for word, saying, do you want to call the CIA and have him whacked?
Whoa.
And so that is on the tape. And that's one of the links at Sobral.com. That's why the book is called Moon Man, the True Story of a Filmmaker on the CIA Hit List. And less than 2 years ago, I'm confirming the information with Cyrus Eugene Akers' son, whose video is on the homepage of Sobral.com. This is the eyewitness to the moon landing fraud. I'm confirming these details. I want to make sure I get everything right before I publish my book. And 2 days after I talk to him, government agents show up to him face to face and say, if he talks to me again, they will kill him and his family.
Wow.
This is less than 2 years ago. I had to call the White House, get the press secretary on the phone. I talked to United States Senator's Chief of Staff on the Intelligence Committee, the regional FBI. We got whistleblower protection for this guy, receiving death threats from the federal government for exposing the federal government's crime of faking the moon landing and murdering people to cover it up. His father was one of the murderers. His father murdered somebody to cover up the moon landing fraud. Yeah. And then Gus Grissom, Edgar, Roger Chaffee, Edgar White, all those people were killed. And then about four other Apollo astronauts were killed as well to cover it up. Jeez. And this is the opinion of the dead people's relatives.
Yeah.
This is our federal government. Yeah. So arrogant. And then the public so naive, so much wanting to believe the moon landing, you try to tell them the truth and they're mad at you.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that's wild.
It's pathetic. So I think this is what Orwell, when he said, whoever controls the past controls the future. Because 100%. As long as these criminals who faked the moon landing are saying in the past the moon missions are real, when they certainly were not, then those same demons are controlling our future. Do you want to have that? Do you want to have those people driving the bus? I don't think so. And this is why they're so afraid that the truth will come out, because the news director at NBC News agreed, if the public finds out that the moon missions were fake, which he believed, I proved, Mm-hmm. He said this will infuriate the public and the federal government will collapse.
Wow. Well,
and which is really weird, and that's why he wouldn't broadcast it. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, let me make sure I get this straight. You're saying if we expose how corrupt the federal government is, it will put an end to the corrupt federal government?
Yeah, isn't that what we want?
Let it rip, baby.
And I just don't know what to say.
Yeah.
This is the sad state of our world. The craziest conspiracy theory is an absolute fact.
Yeah.
And so if they're willing to fake the most important event in human history, God help us, because what else are they doing? Right?
Yeah.
Keep in mind, one last little thought here. Every newspaper said men were on the moon. Yep. Every TV station said men were on the moon when they were in Clovis, New Mexico the year before. Yep. So just because every newspaper in the world and every TV station in the world says there's a boogie virus floating around and that this medicine that they're insisting you take for an illness you don't even have is good for you. Mm. Remember, they told the Jews that the showers are good for them too. Mm. And the world has been run by genocidal maniacs from the beginning of time. Hitler, Stalin, Pac, Mussolini all killed 50 million people less than 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. And if the former vice president of a suit and medicine company says there is no illness and these medicines are not good for you, then I think I value his opinion, right?
100%,
if Bobby Kennedy Jr. says his uncle was killed by the CIA, I bet it's true. If 3,500 engineers and architects say the buildings were brought down on 9/11 by explosives, I believe them. Yeah. And if a filmmaker tells you that for with 100% certainty that the pictures they claim are on the moon were lit with studio television lighting, I would believe him. Yeah. And now what are we going to do about this mess, right? We're just going to let these criminals run the show and keep killing people and lying and embezzling. They're taking our bank account, a third of it in income tax, and using that to buy bullets to shoot us with.
Yep.
And calling it a party and giving us candy in a bullet in the head. That's what the moon landing is. That's what the Kennedy assassination is.
100%.
I mean, come on, people. Stop watching your cell phones. Start doing something about changing the world.
Yeah. I think when they talked about the zombie apocalypse, this is kind of what they meant. You know what I mean?
It has already begun.
Oh, yeah, we're in the midst of it.
90% of the people in restaurants have their faces in cell phones instead of talking to one another, which is the case in every restaurant on the planet, then we're already zombieized.
Yep.
You know? 100%. So,
fantastic.
What can you do? The truth will make you free. There it is, Sabrell.com.
That's right. I know, Bart can't hear me. Everyone listening can hear me. Boy, why don't you go ahead and close out the episode?
All right. Big Country. I can hear Big Country. I don't know what's going on. We're having some technical difficulties. But, Bart, this has been a great episode. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to be here with us. Before we let you go, is there anything you want to tell the hooligans, where they can find you, and everything that you have created that they can purchase and or listen to for free?
Yeah, just go to Sabrell, S-I-B-R-E-L, Sabrell.com. You can support my hard work, literally risking my life, decades of research, blood, sweat, and tears by getting a $20 copy of the print version or a $10 copy of the Kindle or a $15 copy of the audiobook. You can scroll down, subscribe to my new podcast for $10 a month, and there you go. I've earned it. Let me tell you.
Absolutely. We believe you have. You're
I can finally say that one time because I'm a pretty lazy guy. But in this particular case, I earned it.
Yeah. Well, I would say that your research into this topic definitely says the latter. You're not a lazy person, and we definitely appreciate the time you spent. We'll put all of your contact info in the show notes. So, we'll let you go as soon as we play our outro here. That has been Big Country. I've been Boy. We'll see you next time on Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy.
Take care.